This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sin, right here on the real side. I so much thank you for being here with us. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean it. I do mean be part of the conversation. Get engaged. We have a live chat room up on the website, therealside.com. We also have a live chat, well, I guess it's an automatic Facebook feed when you're doing Facebook Live. Also up on Facebook if that's where you want to be. You can talk to a lot of people smarter than I am. You can head over to my website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you were been taught to hate or be afraid of or what have you. And you're going to find out, as a friend of ours once said, it's just a bunch of malarkey. Seriously. They have no clue as to what they're talking about. Now, if they want to use those labels, I'm willing to work with the labels they're going to give us or they want to give us. And I'll have a field day with them. But as long as this craziness, you know what? I still say you should encourage your Dem friends to keep doing what they're doing. Keep up the good work. Keep pounding away. Seriously. Because as long as they keep coming off as a bunch of lunatics, we're going to do fine. As long as they keep believing that the only way to do business, the only way to do things is the way they believe it is. See, they don't care what the American public think. Ultimately, you see it in California. California is the epitome of how Dems think a government should run. People really should, as much as they try to tell you they think differently, it's not true. People shouldn't have a say. They don't know any better. They're not smart enough to have a say in what goes on in their lives. Right? They're going to tell you what to do. We'll dig more into that in a little bit. I mean, in California, it is so out of control. They're telling us, you know, you got a governor who's telling us he's ashamed of us because we're not willing to pay more in taxes. It ain't there. The bucket is empty. You're a lunatic. You know, they've got us believing that single-payer health care has been pushed aside in California or abandoned. It's not true. It is passed. It is sitting there. They're waiting to figure out how they can pull it over on people, and it's sitting there. They don't need anything. Jerry Brown's going to Russia. What for? Is he colluding with Russia? Is the Department of Justice going to stop him from going there? Will he be investigated when he comes back? Seriously. You know, they're trying to get information from Russia, the DOJ is, or the committees that are investigating this. Well, what if Russia decides now they're against Trump and they're, I don't know, for Jerry Brown? What do you think they're going to do with information? These people are just so dull. Now, my byline was make money flying with Hawaiian Air. I did that on purpose. Because every time we read something, whether it's from Delta or wherever, you hear me how some passenger got stupid and got paid, right? Did something dumb. Like that guy that got, I don't know if he got drug out of his seat or what have you. Was that, well, I don't even remember what airline that was. Was it American or United, one of those?
United.
Was it?
I think it was United.
United. So he got dragged off the plane. But if you listen to him, if you actually saw the video that somebody else took, instead of the bits and pieces that some of those loons want you to see, he should have been dragged off the plane. And he should have his flying rights rescinded for a while. Telling them, staying on his phone and telling them, I'm not getting off the plane. right? Making everybody else late. He should have paid a lot of money. And really, passengers ordered to pay an airline almost 100 G's. That's right, 100,000. I'm good with that, by the way. Man whose unruly behavior forced the pilot of a nonstop flight to New York to return to Honolulu owes Hawaiian Airlines $97,817 and no cents, according to a new report. James August of New Jersey, he pleaded guilty to interfering with a flight crew members. He must have been told to plead guilty or you're going to jail. I mean, he was probably guilty, but I'm just saying, if we have to go through the whole court thing, yeah, you're going to end up in jail. So, he was interfering with flight crew members in attendance in February. He was ordered to pay a hefty sum by a federal judge. Monday, the Honolulu Star reported, officials said that the man who had been vacationing in Hawaii with his girlfriend and her children acted out before the November 2016 flight even left the ground. Why did they let him stay on the plane? August, who was drinking before the flight, tried to order more alcohol on the plane and drank some he personally brought on board. During the meal service, his girlfriend's son told a flight attendant he had insulted the children and threatened their lives. When the attendant asked him to go to another part of the plane, he whacked her on the shoulder with the back of his hand. And other passengers had to restrain him. I mean, what's happened to us? No, seriously, what's happened to us? Right? So, apparently, this amount, this almost $100,000, does not include the 50 grand of meal vouchers that Hawaiian Airlines had to hand out because of the delayed flight. Now, according to federal law, I mean, but we don't hold up law in this country anymore for some reason. According to federal law, he can get up to 20 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. But the judge simply put him on 3 years of probation. Also, two women who caused a Cuban-bound flight to return to Toronto in 2016 were ordered to pay $7,500 each in restitution, which is a joke because you know it cost the plane, the airline company more than that. See, they need to be hit, too, and they need to be hit hard. You start acting like a human being. Stop this craziness. Stop this entitlement craziness, which is what it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Now, apparently, I know some of you had heard this story, but if you see a suspicious banana peel on campus, it was probably put there by a white racist. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll learn more about this. I guess it's a trending fad on campuses. We'll learn more about this after the break. We'll be back in a minute. At Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. Seriously, I want you involved. Take notes. Could be a pop quiz later. Like I said, I'm going to start doing that. Like, the next night, I'm going to ask questions about the night before, and I'll give stuff away if you know the answer. And it won't be cheap stuff, I promise. It'll be worth more than $5 or $6. I said, I'm cheap, so it's all relative, right? The 855-REAL-JOE, if you have any questions, comments, you want to call me on a carpet, I'm good with that. 855-732-5563. If you like the show, you want to support the show, you head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also click on Patreon. That's right. It's a place where you can actually help support the show financially. I put up messages there. I do all kinds of stuff there as well. And you'll be able to know that it's because of you that the message keeps going forward. But I want to get to the message. I hate asking for money, so I'm going to get to the message. Anyway, apparently at Ole Miss, banana peel. Now, I touched on this the other night, but I never really went through it. Banana peel sent people into a tizzy. Because there was one sitting by a tree. Now, there's a raging controversy within the University of Mississippi's Greek Life community regarding race relations and bananas. A little bananas, right? I mean, really, seriously. A Greek Life leader accidentally sparked mass hysteria after he placed a banana peel on a tree in the woods because he couldn't find a trash can. Now, think about this. These kids haven't even been in the woods. They can't figure this out. So, here's a guy walking through the woods. He's eating a banana, right? Not like he's eating a bag of Doritos. You're going to leave it lying around. So, I got to give him credit there. I mean, how far has society come? What have we done to our kids, our snowflakes, when they see a wood? Well, what would you expect to see in the woods? So, they see a banana peel in the woods on a tree. And somehow, that's a racial slur. No, really, think about it. Now, I don't know if some of you... I grew up in Boston. I thought about this the other day when they were talking about different foods and that horse that was white, and that was racial. And I don't know what they're called. Maybe some of you guys would know. I'm sure producer Tammy will tell me before I'm done with the sentence. But they have these cookies, these round cookies. I thought they were called half moons, but I could be wrong. And they're half white and half black, right? So they got chocolate frosting, and then they got vanilla frosting, which I'm not a big fan of. Does that make me racist?
They're called black and white cookies.
Yeah, they're not called just, yes, they're called black and white cookies. How original and exciting is that? Wow. And today you can't ask for them because.
Sure you can.
No, you'd have to ask for. Oh, as long as you ask for black and white first. If you ask for white and black, that would probably not be politically correct. Anyway, so can you imagine if you have the black on the bottom, they probably call you racist because, you know, it's beneath the white? You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is how stupid we've got. This is what's happened to these snowflakes. And of all the things for Ole Miss to be screaming about or looking into, it's not whether a single banana peel found on a tree in the woods where it belonged is racial. And the Greek Life leader stepped up and said, can you imagine the look on his face coming into the room going, yeah, I left a banana peel on a tree. And all the mass hysteria around it. I'm telling you, he's looking for new colleges right now. He has to be. Now, again, no disrespect to the community out there. The Daily Mississippian reports that three black students found the banana peel and were apparently triggered by what they saw. And do they not have banana peels at home? Do they not eat bananas? Everybody eats bananas. You're weird if you don't eat a banana. I think we have one in the trash. I had a banana when I came in here.
Yes, you do.
I want to see if I can trigger anybody. Who can I trigger? See that? How many of you are running away? How many have I triggered?
Gosh, this is craziness.
Anyway, here's your triggering lesson for the day. So, the black students were, and see, they're going to say, see that? He's insensitive to black people. No, I'm insensitive to stupidity. Really. Now, I know where people's minds are going. Good for you. Shows you what an idiot you are. So to be clear, To be clear, many members of our community were hurt, frightened, and upset. Many members in your community need help, my friend. The interim director of the fraternity and sorority life penned a letter sent to the local newspaper. The president of one of the sororities told the newspaper that bananas have historically been used to demean black people. Actually, my friend, bananas in my house have historically been used in oatmeal, cereal, banana fluff stuff,
and smoothies.
And what? Oh, smoothies. Yes, we use them. We use them in bunches. Smoothies. So if you're black and you're triggered by bananas, you may not want to come to my house. You might have a problem. I will offer you a smoothie with a banana in it. I'm sure. I'm sure I will, because I'm so insensitive. The God. I always thought bananas were historically used to make banana pudding, says one person. It's unclear how many were triggered by the banana peel, but the fear and trepidation was so great that a meeting was convened at the campground. Come on, I want you to envision this in your head. This is a banana peel. All this over a banana peel. No other signs of racial unrest but a banana peel in the woods in a tree. Jesus, what are you waiting for? I do not get this. The massive discussion sessions wrapped up as more and more students stood and left the room, some in tears, some in frustration. NPHC members began texting friends to come and pick them up from the camp since no one had been allowed to drive his or her car up to the retreat. The remainder of the retreat was canceled over a banana peel found in a tree. Those are Joe's words. Come on, think about this. Old Miss spokesperson. Let me see. Oh, no, this is better. Sounds as if terrified Ole Miss students were stampeding through the woods, weeping and wailing as they sought psychological refuge. An Ole Miss spokesman confirmed there was some sort of incident, but they wouldn't tell the paper what it was. We are aware of the situation, and we are working to address it through the appropriate channels. Seriously. Come on, think about this. The spokesperson... Since we became aware of what occurred at the fraternity and sorority communities retreat, the staff acted quickly in an effort to engage in discussion with students. I would have loved to be a fly on the wall. I would have paid for God to turn me into a fly for a short period of time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Go get yourself a banana. Come on back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. You know, when I tell you that the people in the chat room are smarter than I am or the Facebook feed, it's true. You know, somebody brought up the point that I guess Elvis is, based on the story we're doing, I guess Elvis was racist, right? Apparently. He liked banana sandwiches. Well, no, he liked peanut butter, right? And banana. That's sick. You eat peanut butter and bananas. Yeah, that must be a southern thing. We had, in New England, we had peanut butter fluff. I don't think we did bananas. Anyway. And then we have somebody, oh, I like this one. Dale says, no, it's not Dale. Jewel says, apples don't trigger the snowflakes, but wait till they find out they're white on the inside. Yeah. You know what? If, you know, producer Tammy said it during the break, what's going to happen when these kids get in the real world? Seriously, what happens when they see a banana peel sitting in a on the countertop at the office? You're going to go to the boss, and you're going to find out it's the boss's banana peel, and he's black? What are you going to do then? You're going to point a finger and go, you're a racist, and you triggered me? Seriously, get over your stuff. Go do your work. Live your life. And don't live your life looking for something to be wrong every 30 seconds. So you either got something to complain about or something to hide from. You guys make me crazy. Just, again, it's infuriating. Because we coddle them. The college coddles them. If you guys, any of you guys live in Missouri, your taxpayer dollars are paying for these lunatics. Oh, all right. We'll wrap this up because I'm going to lose an eyeball over this. But I like I like the staff person from the University of Missouri. Yes, we're aware of the situation. We're working to address this with the appropriate channels. What are they bringing in? The CIA? The FBI? They won't be able to find anything. They'll blame it on everybody but Clinton. Oh, wrong story. I'm sorry. Never mind. They went on to say, since we've become aware of the occurrence at the fraternity and sorority communities retreat. I thought you couldn't have those anymore. Aren't there some colleges looking to get rid of those? Because they're just not good? I mean, they're bad or so. I don't even know. Like I said, this is just nuts. Does that mean that Ole Miss will now is going to ban racially offensive fruit and vegetables? No, seriously. You know the old, again, some of you are going to go out of your minds. But, you know, it was at one time, what was it, they made fun of black people with watermelon, right? Chicken. And I honestly do not understand the connection. But for some odd reason, that's a bad thing. You know what? That's a question we have to ask Corey Duncan. I want to know what that's all about. So what are they going to do? They're going to ban chicken, watermelon, and now banana peels, or bananas as a whole. But apparently, let's find out. Johnny from New Mexico is going to join us. And I don't know if I think he's going to straighten this out. Johnny, thanks for being on the show tonight.
How are you doing today, Joe?
Good. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good. I got one. You ain't got that banana in your hand, do you? Because I don't want you to trip and fall over something sharp. But there's supposed to be this boy in St. Louis, Missouri, suing his parents because he's born blind.
Oh, come on. You got to produce it. You got to find that one. That one we got to talk about. He's suing his family because he was born white.
Yeah, that's privilege and guilt. Really? That's why I asked you to make sure you didn't have that banana in your hand. I didn't want you to stab yourself. Jump off a cliff or something. You know?
Oh, Johnny,
I mean, you can't make it. Sir?
Nothing. I can't stop laughing. Suing his parents because he was born white. God forbid. I'm like, you know, how are we going to get Sandy back into this stuff? God.
I mean, look at the way it's gone. If it's not true, it'll happen. I can't see it's going to happen. I mean, it's all crazy. Damn world. God.
I don't doubt anything anymore. With the stories that we do every night on this show, I people used to say to me, you're making this stuff up. You're right. Go, no, go look at it. And it's going to get worse because nobody's stopping it. You know, you had that girl last year? She went to a restaurant, and it was a breakfast restaurant. And she starts crying, and she's wailing, and she's telling everybody that they're eating other babies that were yanked away from a mother. She's talking about the eggs in the plate that were never fertilized.
But the same woman spoke said a damn word about them yanking a baby out of a woman. Now, that's how crazy this crap has got. Now, give me a break. I'm sorry, right. Jim. I don't mean to rant. But, I mean, you can't make it up.
No.
You cannot absolutely make it up.
You couldn't make these stories up. All right. Johnny, thanks for calling. I appreciate your call very much.
Thank you, Jim. And I love your show.
Thank you. I can't stand it. Is it true, though, the story yet? You got to find it. It's going to be funny. Anyway, I want to get back to the banana. I got to finish up this banana story because I will lose my mind. I'll actually stab myself just to get away from it. You know what I'm saying? Does this mean that Ole Miss now is going to... Well, yeah, you know, I didn't think about that. No more banana splits. I mean, that's like an American rite of passage. So, racially offensive fruit and vegetables from campus. What vegetables are offensive? Has it been a call to banish banana nut bread? Oh, no, I'd be done. I love banana nut bread. Ice cream sundaes are, heaven forbid, banana pudding. Now, the young man who discarded the banana peel, why should he have to apologize? I mean, we're forcing this kid to apologize. I would say, sure, I'll apologize. I'm sorry that you're so weak-spined that you can't handle finding a banana in the woods. In the woods. Hello? Poor kid. The young man, he's been profusely apologizing, said that he meant no harm, but I doubt it's going to make much of a difference. But you know what? They're convening a committee to check into this. So I hope those of you who live in Missouri are very happy that that your tax dollars are being spent on convening a committee to find out, I don't know, what they should do to somebody who triggered via an empty banana peel. Hey, Dianne Feinstein. God bless her. Well, somebody has to. She was actually booed at a San Francisco event. Now, you guys don't understand. This is like God parting the Red Sea. Right? So this incident alone is proof positive that God exists and he's willing to take on... He's willing to help make things right. So apparently she was speaking at an event in San Francisco. And she made some comments about Trump, and she got booed. got, that's what I'm saying. Now, she was in, she was, you know, well, she's a senator, so everybody's really her constituents. She said that President Donald Trump could be a good president. Because, like, she knows what it's like to be good, right? Donald Trump could be a good president if he changed his approach to the job and brought the nation together. Because it's definitely Donald Trump and conservatives that are pulling the nation apart, right? It's nationalists, and I'm going to start using that term. I don't care who hates it. Because to me, a nationalist is not... I love you guys that talk about Nazis, right? That was the Nationalist Socialist Party. Could you please get an education somewhere? But being a nationalist means we take care of our own first, we get our country in order first, we get solid first, then I'm a nationalist. I don't know what to tell you. I'm all for helping other people. I'm all for going to other countries who need help, who want help, who want to get involved in their help. Not us taking care of them, but actually get involved in their freedom. That's a whole different story. But if they're expecting us to go in there and free them, help them get their freedom back, and then hang out to protect them, no. I don't think so. Anyway, back to Ms. Feinstein here. She says, I just hope he has the ability to learn and change. If he can, he could be a good president, she said at the Commonwealth Club Forum for the historic Harvest Theater. I'm not familiar with it. Surprising San Francisco's Franciscans used to hearing their politicians beat on Trump. Somebody from the audience yells, oh, come on! A few people shouted and said, boo, no. Oh, I love it. I wish I was there. I would have helped. I would have bought them candy bars. Maybe I would have bought them bananas. That would have been better. While Feinstein was welcomed with a standing ovation by the 800-some attendees, she got strong applause throughout the night as she talked about immigration, global warming, and gun control. All the things. See, I can't get on the station in San Francisco or even San Jose. They won't let me on up there. I wonder why. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. We'll talk a little bit more about Diane Feinstein. She deserves it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Go grab yourself a banana. Come on back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds today.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I gotta tell you, I love some of the music that pops up on the show, because You couldn't make that music today, which is really astounding. Because if you ever listen to the words of hip-hop or rap or any of those, I mean, they got some pretty nasty words in there. But you couldn't make a song like that, "She's a Brick House," because it's demeaning to women. And I can't even kind of, sort of, almost talk about what they say in some of those songs for hip-hop, like I said, rap. And mostly because there's no way to clean them up. That's how bad they are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so we're talking about Dianne Feinstein, and I said to you, you know, God, if you don't believe God can do anything, hey, read stories. San Francisco. Were they actually not bothered? Were they pee and poop in the streets? See, I cleaned that up. They can do just about anything they want up there. They're like New York City to a degree. And, you know, we have to protect the homeless. You have to protect the illegals and American citizens who pay taxes to pay the cops who are actually protecting the illegals and protecting those people through their American tax dollars. Right, those guys. Yeah, you can't protect the American citizen. That's taboo, politically incorrect. Can't do that. But the beauty here is, well, Feinstein was up there in San Francisco. Right? Got okay, she got an ovation from the 800, but she also got the 800 attendees. I think she got more people going to her stuff than Hillary had going to her stuff. Her rallies. And she talked about all the stuff they love there in San Francisco. Immigration, global warming, gun control. Her failure to offer a blunt denunciation of Trump, though, riled the crowd. Her comments also drew a sharp rebuke Wednesday from Kevin DeLeon, President Pro Tem of the California Senate. He is one of the most ignorant men in the state. And I'm in that state. I don't know, some of you need to look him up. Kevin DeLeon is the President Pro Tem of the California Senate. And has said on many occasions, this is where I tell you that Democrats will tell you what's right, what's wrong. They'll tell you whether you're thinking the right way. So the President DeLeon said that, hey, my whole family, the majority of my family is here illegally. The majority of my family stole Social Security numbers. The majority of my family have stolen IDs. I want you to hear me carefully. For those of you who don't live in California, he is the president of the coming president of the California Senate. You know that elected body? Now, if his family's here illegally, if they've got stolen IDs, he said it. He has said this. It did not mean thinking this is going on. He's not upholding the law, right? Which is what he swore to do. So he lied when he swore to uphold the Constitution. He should have said, except for the parts I don't like. Then he would have been telling the truth. Right? People don't realize the damage. People don't realize, well, his area is very heavy Hispanic. But the FBI should remove him. He has lied. He is harboring criminals in his house. He knows that they've stolen IDs. And his comment in one speech was that you have to do this to get into the country. It's the only way to get into the country. No, actually, Kevin, there is an immigration process. Broken though may it be, there is an immigration process for your family to get here. And maybe that's what he's worried about, you know. If Trump reverses DACA, he's got to go. I don't even know if he's a citizen. Nobody's going to check it, not here in California. They don't care. They want more illegals to vote. They want more people who are non-residents, non-citizens. And that's the other thing. Go after your residency. You can get legal residency cards for this country when you're from out of the country. What's the big, they don't get to partake of all the social issues, the social programs. Unlike some of her California congressional colleagues who have called for Trump to be removed from office, that's what they're doing here in California. There's actually a resolution in front of the California Assembly to call for the censuring of Trump. I wonder if they're going to do that before or after they ask him for the $100 billion they need to replace the tax money they stole from the California citizens to fix the infrastructure. Yes, you heard me, stole it. Because when you tax us for something, when you tell us you need the money for something, and we vote for it, and we pay into it, and you take it and divert it somewhere else, you have lied to us, you have stolen it from us. Feinstein threw cold water on attempts to impeach Trump or otherwise kick him out of the White House, you know, before his term is up in January 2021. Look, this man's going to be president, most likely for the rest of this term. She said, I think we have to have some patience. It's 8 months into the term of pregnancy. She said, pregnancy. Well, it feels like a pregnancy, doesn't it? Presidency. She declined to directly discuss impeachment. She noted that the Senate could conceivably serve as the jury in an impeachment trial. Now, see, the only thing, it didn't scare me before, guys. It really didn't. I said, you know what, you go for the impeachment. You don't have the votes for it. We're mostly Republican in both houses. Everything's hunky-dory. But to see that we don't have any Republicans left up there at the federal level, come on, how many of you really know, how many solid Republicans do we have in Congress? How many solid Republicans do we have in the Senate? We have a boatload of politicians up there. Feinstein, though, found plenty to criticize about Trump's individual policies. Earlier in the evening, she called his decision to pardon former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio a stupid thing to do. Right. This man, she got what? What did they say? She got 800 people there. In San Francisco. In her backyard. As a Democrat. President Trump goes to Arizona. 10,000 people show up. In over 100-degree temperature, some of them drove 3 and 4 hours to get there. Yeah, he's hated. Now, the pardon, see, the left says, well, the pardon sends a message to police departments all across the country. It's okay to do racial profiling. No, it doesn't. That's the left reaching again. You know, hundreds of millions of people are going to die if ACAC goes away. Who was it? Sheila Jackson said 900 million people were going to die. Where? Why? Are we covering half the planet now with the ACA? Another lunatic. It didn't send a message anywhere. The only message it sent was that President Trump would stick up for our men in blue. That President Trump would stick up for our police departments. Would not allow the Department of Justice. Think about how scary that all was. They would not allow the Department of Justice to overstep. She urged her Senate colleagues to redirect funding allocated for Trump's proposed border wall to recovery efforts in Texas in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. No. You guys, while you were in the Senate, you guys voted to fund a border wall years ago, and then you lied. See, you do this stuff because you think it looks good at the time. Remember, both Clintons were on board with this. Most Dems were on board with this. And all of a sudden, because things have changed a little bit, because you've let them, you Dems, you loons on the left, have left it get out of control. See, you're not going to fight it. You know, Maxine Waters talking about, even if North Korea nukes us first, she's afraid that these people talk about people mentally inadequate to hold office. She's worried that if North Korea nukes us first, that we're going to get into a nuclear war with them. And I'm not a well-educated guy. But just the mere fact that they lob nukes at us first, wouldn't that be us being engaged in a nuclear war? I'm just asking. I'm not that smart, like I said. She also denounced Trump's response to violence that followed a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. I mean, all the same old garbage. But I played you the clip the other night of Trump denouncing the KKK, white supremacy, everything, over and over and over again. You know what it is? Let's come to the realization here. There is absolutely nothing that he's going to be able to do to bring those people in line. Nothing. And since the day he got elected and the Dems got slapped all across the country, they were sure. Remember, Nancy Pelosi was sure that the Senate was going to get stronger. She was sure they were going to keep the House. She was sure they were going to get the presidency. Remember? How'd that work out, Nancy? And they still believe that today. They're delusional. They don't care what the American people want or say. They only care what they believe to be truth because they're smarter, sharper. They have their hands on the pulse, and we don't have a clue. Think about that. Hey, I'm Tobin, senior host. Thanks so much for being with me. Facebook requires you restart at the top of the hour. So if you've been listening, you're enjoying the show, go ahead and restart it there. If you're listening by radio, thank you so much. Thank your station director. Don't forget, call the station. Tell them thank you for carrying the show. If they don't have the show, call them and say, what the heck is wrong with you people? It ain't that hard. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network.